The following is a sponsored program on WBT.
The Carolina Outdoor Show is brought to you by The Outdoor Guys from Jesse Brown's.
Well, good morning and welcome to the Carolina Outdoors. Bill Bartigue, guess what's next?
Tell me what's next.
Dog days of summer. Is that August or did we start it in July? Summer got here with a vengeance. It's hot. It's steamy.
You know,
golly, we need to go cool off.
Step in your time machine and let's just go back a few months to that spring that we had, and we all talked about how wet it was and how cool, relatively cool it was.
I thought you were going to take me back all of the way to before air conditioning. Thank you, Mr. Carrier.
We won't go that far back.
Holy cow, can you imagine living here in the 30s and the 40s? All you had was a front porch.
That's right. You had a big old shade tree. Maybe you had a little swing you can get on there. You knew your neighbors' names.
Yep.
That's all gone by the wayside.
Yep. Everybody in Charleston sleeping on those sleeping porches, trying to stay cool and hope the bugs don't eat you.
Oh, my goodness. That sounds hot just in itself.
There's something to be grateful for, air conditioning.
A Charleston sleeping porch.
Thank you, Duke Power.
Woo. Listen, let's jump in feet first into this conversation because there are some things I want to know about Don Yeager on this episode of the Carolina Outdoors, and that's what you're listening to. The voice over there, Don Yeager. I'm Bill Bartee. We are the Carolina Outdoors, the outdoor guys from Jesse Brown's, available via podcast. You can listen to us. Just go to jessebrowns.com, hit podcast, or an early Saturday morning via the airwaves of WBT Radio. And Don, we have just surpassed that July 4th holiday, and every July 4th holiday, I think about you. And I think about you because you live in the Ballantyne area of the Charlotte metro, let's say it like that, and you have horses out there.
One of the last remaining farms, and let me tell you, if the 4th of July is not pleasant when you have fireworks in the sky all around your farm and horses who would like to be somewhere else.
And I have it on good information from prior Carolina Outdoor programs that you go out there and try to hold them, baby them, blindfold them, coax them, brush them, all through the night till the fireworks are done.
That's right. It's hard to keep them calm. They're good with the noise. They hate to see that burst of fire in the sky. And fortunately, it wasn't too bad this year, with the exception of two outbursts that must have been commercial grade right across the creek from us, because they shook the ground, man. That was artillery. That wasn't fireworks.
So how do you manage? This is the equestrian part of the program. How do you manage these horses?
Talk to them.
Do you try to cover their eyes?
Try to keep them calm. Oh, no. That just makes things worse. No, nope. Leave them loose in the pastures. So they can run if they need to run. Just talk to them, keep them calm. It's interesting. Every time they would panic, they would run away, and then they go, oh, let me go back over here by Don. Maybe he's going to keep me safe. So a lot of conversation in the middle of the pasture with the bug spray on.
And how scary is it for you when you're standing out there with these horses that may or may not be going a little bit crazy with the burst of fireworks in the air and the bombs shooting off and all that?
The key is you got to stand next to the fence and stay put so they know where you are. You don't want to get out in the middle of the pasture. They'll accidentally run you down. I mean, total panic in a horse is not a pretty thing. And the good news is nobody ran into a fence or got hurt. So, animals, dogs, whatever. I mean, God, there's a lot of panic going on the 4th of July. And I understand the attraction of fireworks, but by golly.
And let me ask you.
I don't understand the need for commercial-grade fireworks.
You're in South Carolina, but really close to the border are the fireworks. In North Carolina, you know, you're not supposed to shoot off fireworks. Are these South Carolina fireworks or North Carolina fireworks?
These are South Carolina fireworks, and the more the better.
Gotcha.
Buy them by the truckload. I can shoot a rifle to about three different fireworks stands from where I am. I mean, they're abundant, and they're readily available. I got no objection. It's just that really big commercial stuff that gets all the way up above the trees and looks like you're at BB&T. tee ballpark, man. I mean, that big stuff. Oh,
oh yeah.
Give me a break. You don't need that in your neighborhood.
Yeah, well, but so you understand it's probably
99% of it. I was perfectly fine with it. There was just about 8 bombs that went off in 2 groups of 4 that just, my God, I mean, the ground shook on a farm, man. I mean, they were blowing up rocks for the subdivision across the road here a while back. They didn't shake the ground that hard. Oh. They were using dynamite.
Well, fantastic. I wanted that report because I thought about you. I snuck out to Lake Wylie for a little bit, and in the news out at Lake Wylie, and it's been all over our Piedmont area, the Charlotte metro area, is bear sightings, because we had one over at Stonecrest Shopping Center, of all places, not too far from you, Ballantyne area. And then we had one that swam gracefully across Lake Wylie from North Carolina into South Carolina.
And I bet he swam back on the 4th of July.
You may be right.
What do you think the wildlife thinks of all that?
Oh, they're probably like, wow.
You think the deer are a little panicked?
Probably. You know what? I know so. I was there for that, and there were herds of deer in the Lake Wylie area. Lake Wylie, South Carolina is where I was. And Lake Wylie is a wonderful place for the 4th of July, unlike your place, Don, in that you can see fireworks, not just private fireworks, up and down the lake, the main channel of the lake, but you can also see the Lake Wylie Chamber of Commerce. South Carolina has a show, as well as you can see into Charlotte, the commercial shows that are going on there, maybe all the way to BB&T Ballpark, where the WBT show was, as well as the Baxter community, Fort Mill, Tiga K, Rock Hill. All of those communities, to some degree, have a fireworks show, along with the private shows that people are doing, like what you were fighting against.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, let me back up and say that 99% of the people were very considerate and caused me no problem whatsoever. But, man, I tell you what, when you get that big stuff up over your head, those horses can't take that.
Well, you know they don't know you're there, right? Like, they're just doing their thing.
You're right.
Yeah, that's a windmill going on. They're just having a big old time. But, listen, on the way to where I watched the Lake Wylie show from, there were multiple deer that I passed by the roadside that were out.
Good time to have a wreck with one, huh?
Yes, yep. Excellent time. So, unfortunately, none of that happened. But, anyway, I guess they were out to see the bombs bursting in air.
They want to be somewhere else, too, didn't they?
But no bear. The bear were smart enough to not come out. And I found the bear sightings interesting. Don, I did not know this, but the male bear, usually when you see them in our area, which is fairly rare to see, the populations to the east are huge and expanding. The populations of bear to the west, and these are the black bear, they are expanding. And now, in North Carolina anyway, 60% of the state has bear in it, land-wise.
Including Mecklenburg County.
Including Mecklenburg County. And, of course, these bear are very similar to deer in that they're not aggressive. They retreat when you approach them or when they see somebody. One of the worst things that does happen is they are so rare that when you see one, it gathers people up to say, hey, look at this. So everybody gathers around to see the bear. But they're pretty big, you know. The male bear that are out are between 150 pounds and really 350 pounds. And 20 years ago, the world record, the black bear world record, was harvested here in one of the eastern North Carolina counties, 880 pounds.
That's a mighty big black bear right there.
Whoa.
Think that guy waddled when he walked?
I think he may have.
Yeah, that's by far the world record black bear.
Well, listen, you aren't kidding. We got a whole bunch to talk about, from Don's farm, a horse farm, kind of nursing horses through holidays like the 4th of July, Independence Day, to a special place up in southern Iredale County that we're going to go here on the Carolina Outdoors. Of course, Don, when we talk about places like yours and places like this, they are rare. We're going to go to Kerrigan Farms and learn a bit about a private farm that is open to the public on certain days and certain occasions. We're going to have Doug Kerrigan from Kerrigan Farms come on to the Carolina Outdoors.